The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. And Jesus said to the crowds, "This is how it is in the kingdom of God. It is as if a man were to scatter seed on the land and would sleep and rise night and day, and through it all the seed would sprout and grow, he knows not how. Of its own accord the land yields fruit, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. When the grain is ripe, he wields the sickle at once, and the harvest has come." And he went on to say, "To what shall I compare the kingdom of God? What parable can I use for it? It is like a mustard seed that, when it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds of the earth. Once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them, and they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them, but to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. The Gospel of the Lord. I would like to offer a public word of thanks to our lectors, all the lectors. The whole lector program here at Holy Family allows us to experience a very excellent and faith-filled proclamation of God's word. So thank you to all those who are involved in the program preparing our lectors. I would like to reflect with you on Father's Day. Last week I spoke about the juxtaposition between spirituality and institutional religion, and spirituality being the soul of religion. A religion, an institution without the soul, is a dead body. So we need spirituality to find a living space in the community of faith. And spirituality teaches us that God speaks to us, and God has revealed to us in human experience, in fathers. You've heard me say about Bernard Lonergan, this Jesuit theologian, speaks in a thesis about your experience of authority and how it formed you in the church, in your home, in your school, wherever you had an experience of authority, and how formative that is in your life. And he goes on to say, however, far more formative than your experience of authority is the authority of your experience. From whence have you come? What happened to you in your journey of life? What great moments did you have, and what sad and difficult and burdensome failures did you have in your life? Far more formative is the authority of your experience. So let me speak about the authority of experience as we reflect on Father's Day. When I speak about my father, we're speaking about your father. We're speaking about your grandfather, your big brother, your favorite uncle. We're speaking about the mother who was a single parent and had to be father in a family. All these reflections and all these prayers are inclusive of many human experiences of life. So let me say a few words in reverie and in reflection about my own father and how the formation that he gave me through the journey of life. 27 years ago, he died. He left this world, but he didn't leave my life. When I was young, I recall the teachings of my father. He was large in stature. He's a man of great integrity. He was a patriarch. He watched over our family. He made our family safe. We were protected. He was a man of incredible faith. He went to Mass every day. A living faith. A disciplinarian. He could get angry. He would get impatient. He had standards. He was demanding. And all of this became a teaching for me. And when he got older, his teaching even became more profound for me. When he lost power, when he was more dependent on me, in his elder years, the humanity was a sacred teaching. When he got older, he taught me about something deeper, something more sacred in a relationship, something more holy, not depending on power, not depending on money or anything this world, something intimate, something beautiful. And it all came through his humanity. He was hard of hearing in his later years, and I learned that when people are not sighted, we're very respectful of people who can't see. But people who are hard of hearing, we tend to get impatient. Didn't you know we were talking about Holy Family? Oh, gosh. We get impatient with people. They can't connect. For this reason, I learned, people who are hard of hearing get lonely. They're afraid to enter a conversation. They feel left out. A delicate but very important teaching from my father. I remember when he was elderly and I went home on vacation once, and he had an old sweater with a hole in the sleeve. And I said, I'm going to buy you a new sweater. He was 87 years old. So I got him this wonderful cashmere sweater. Next time I went home, he's wearing the old one with the hole. And I said, what happened to the new sweater? He said, you'd never know when I might need that. I'm going to keep that. And I'm wondering what the life expectancy of the sweater is and what his life expectancy are and how these fit together. But it was a beautiful teaching about the humanity, how God speaks to us in that way. He was a very enterprising person. He loved to fix things. When we were young, he could strip down a car engine and put it back. He knew all about electricity. He could wire a house. He learned this as he was growing up. He was an enterprising person. I remember on one occasion, in his elder years, I went home in my sister's home. We had to put up one of those wall lights. And so we turned off the mains, and his hand is shaking, but he's holding the flashlight. And I'm trying to put this up, but the wire is too short. So he said, do you see the red wire? I do. Pull it. I'm at the pliers, I'm pulling it. And he said, do you see the blue wire? I do. Yeah, pull it. And I pulled it, and it broke. So I said, I'll tell you what, why don't we just call in the electrician tomorrow, and we'll fix it. And he said, you know, you always hope that each generation is a sign of progress. But so we could get impatient like that. It was beautiful. I remember that with such wonder, marvelous. He died in April 1991. My spiritual father, Cardinal Manning, died in 89. He was the reason I came to Holy Family. So in 1990, I took a long sabbatic and lived in the Third World. And I was deliriously happy there. And by 1991, I had quietly set plans to leave Holy Family, to go and live in the Third World as a missionary. In April 1991, I got a call saying my father got a stroke. He was 88 years old. So I went back to Ireland. I spent about 10 days with him in the hospital every day. And after about that time, the doctor said he's going to be okay. He's getting better. And this was, I was going to leave tomorrow morning, so I went to see him tonight in the hospital. And I said, now I'm going to be leaving tomorrow because I have plans out there, Holy Family, and I'm going to be leaving for a new assignment, and I need to go back to finalize the plans. He said, please go. Yes, of course. He said, but do something for me before you go. I said, okay. He said, would you hear my confession? This man who taught me through his integrity, honesty, transparency, for me to hear his confession? Well, I heard my father's confession and I blessed him, and he taught me the beauty of the penitent, the last great teaching he gave me before I left. I was back here about a week and I got a call saying, and sister, a nun from the hospital, called me and said, your father died last night. And I said, wow, my last encounter with him was the sacrament in which he taught me about the beauty of the penitent. So listen to the teaching of your father. Listen to the teaching of your grandfather, or the one who fathered you, your uncle or whoever it is, your big brother, somebody touched your life. Somebody spoke to you about God revealing in humanity. Not in perfection now, but in the beauty of being human. So this song is dedicated to your father, your grandfather, your big brother, the mother who had to be father. And to my father, Pat Connolly, to you. The tears have all been shed now. We've said our last goodbye. His soul's been blessed, he's laid to rest. And I feel all alone. He was more than just my father, my teacher, my best friend. And he'll still be heard in the tunes we've shared when I play them on my own. And I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. I miss him, the old man. As a boy, he'd take me walking by mountain, field, and stream, and show me things not known to kings, secrets between him and me. Like the colors of a pheasant as she rises in the morn, or how to fish, or make a wish beside the fairy tree. And I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. I miss him, the old man. I thought he'd live forever. He looked so big and strong. But the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and a son. And suddenly, when it happened, there was so much left unsaid. No second chance for words of thanks for all the things he'd done. And I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories linger on. I miss him, the old man. God, I miss him, the old man.